From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, June 26th. Coming up, we'll learn about how racism in healthcare adds to nursing shortages in the country. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Emergency dispatchers in McLean County say they've seen a significant spike in accidental 911 calls in recent weeks, and they suspect the Android mobile operating system is to blame. Rhonda Flagel is executive director for the McLean County 911 Communications Center, or METCOM. She says they've seen 415 separate 911 hangups since June 1st. That's well above normal. Flagel says they think a recent Android update reset the emergency SOS setting for some users. That can automatically dial 911 if someone presses the phone's power button five times.
The user may not be aware that they have contacted 911, so it increases pocket dials and hang up calls, and then that starts the process of us calling back and tracing the phone.
Similar problems have been reported by 911 dispatch centers in Knox County and in Minnesota, Florida, and Wisconsin. Be gay and organize. That's the slogan for the unionized Starbucks employees in Urbana who went on strike this weekend. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more on their demands.
Starbucks workers and non-workers alike gathered on the corner of Vine and Main with pride posters, t-shirts, and face paint. They're trying to garner support while making a stand against their company for their policy on pride decorations, but also for exploiting their workers. Starbucks says they have always supported their queer employees, and that some of these efforts are spreading misinformation. Wednesday Cotton is a shift supervisor at the Urbana location. They say corporate hasn't shown them any support.
We are tired of waiting. They're not negotiating with us, and we're tired of it.
Unionized employees are demanding to be treated better. They want better health care, expanded paid time off, and much more, including the right to organize. Dalton Toberman is another shift supervisor. He says their company's stance on unionizing has them in fear of retribution.
Like, no one likes a bully. We can't just let the fear of, like, them trying to take away what little we have left stop us from trying to do what's right.
Cotton says their location is the only one that's unionized and picketed in central Illinois so far. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
And a state lawmaker from Chicago wants an optional surcharge on music festival tickets to help support the communities hosting them. Alex Degman reports.
Festivals like Riot Fest and the Reset Concert Series can disrupt the neighborhoods they're held in for weeks at a time. But a proposal from State Representative LaShawn Ford would allow a 2% tax on each ticket to help offset that if the community wants it. Ford says a designated nonprofit would decide how to spend the proceeds.
And they could use that money to do things like send kids to summer camp, to do things that they cannot afford. Lyndale has a need to help people with substance use disorders. That money could be used for that as well.
None of the money would go to event organizers who already pay to clean and fix parks after festivals. But the measure would also cover festivals in any home rule community in Illinois. I'm Alex Dagman.
And food truck operators are increasing in number in some Illinois communities, but they say they need more consistent and less costly regulations to stay in business. Regulations vary from city to city. Christy Collier owns Healthy in a Hurry, based in Bloomington. Collier suggests government leaders find a way to make food trucks part of community events and ease regulations on where trucks can locate to encourage entrepreneurs to make the investment.
A centrally localized spot maybe for food trucks to set up on a specific day every week or every month, you know, it would be every Saturday afternoon. A little food truck corner where people could come and think that would be a good idea.
Something like Collier's idea exists in Rockford, where the local park district welcomes food trucks to their public conservatory and gardens for Food Truck Tuesdays. Rockford area State Representative Dave Vella has proposed a bill that would limit what local governments can charge for food truck permits. Still to come, we'll learn about how racism in healthcare adds to nursing shortages in the country. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Our House is a riveting new 4-part mystery series about conspiracy, betrayal, and a marriage in ruins. Fee Lawson arrives home one day to discover strangers moving into her house and is shocked to learn that her husband Bram is missing. Her confusion and fear build as she realizes the secrets and lies have only just begun. Learn how to watch this and other gripping mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. New national research shows the majority of nurses in the U.S. have seen or experienced racism from patients and colleagues. Most nurses do not report these incidents. But Side Effects Public Media's Morgan Watkins spoke to some nurses who say that the impact of this racism is far-reaching.
Delanor Manson is the first Black person to lead the Kentucky Nurses Association since it was founded 117 years ago. What she's done with her career is the exception, not the rule.
I have to say that part of the reason we have a nursing shortage is that many nurses of color have said enough. I'm not taking it anymore and I'm out.
Manson's grandmother was a nursing assistant, and she was the one who encouraged her to become a nurse. Manson graduated from the University of Kentucky's nursing school in the 1970s, but she says her experience there was horrendous. Manson remembers an instructor who told her she'd make a better nursing assistant than a nurse.
I had to call and ask my mother, what could she possibly be talking about? And what my mother told me is that they don't think that Black people make good nurses because we're not smart enough. And she said, and I'm sure you'll prove her wrong.
Manson's experience is echoed by many nurses across the U.S., according to a new national report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The report surveyed nearly 1,000 nurses and found that more than 40% believe racism or discrimination was part of their nursing school's culture. The report also found that Black nurses are more likely to have seen or experienced racism from management in the workplace. Manson says schools and employers must do more to support nurses of color.
Many African-American nurses who are very qualified in terms of degrees and experience do not get the opportunity for promotion.
Valencia Brown works at the Norton Infectious Diseases Institute in Louisville and is on track to earn a doctorate of nursing practice. She says mentors helped her advance her career, but Black people's contributions to the profession are minimized.
Going through nursing school, I never heard or learned about one Black nurse in history that contributed to anything.
Plenty of Black nurses have played critical roles throughout history. Take, for example, Mary Seacole, a Black British-Jamaican pioneer in nursing. She treated wounded men during the Crimean War in the 1800s, which was fought between Russia and several countries, including the United Kingdom. That same war brought fame to Florence Nightingale, a white woman celebrated as the founder of modern nursing. But Seacole's story was not often told until recently. Brown says stories of Black nurses like Seacole can inspire future generations, like this group of 7th graders in Louisville.
We're going to put the blood pressure cuff on my arm.
So pump it up to about the 180.
A small group of mostly Black students from an all-girls school watched as nurses showed them how to take someone's blood pressure. The students were at the headquarters of the healthcare company Humana in Louisville.
All right, keep going until it stops.
The event is part of Humana's Nursing Advisory Council's effort to inspire future nurses of color, like 12-year-old Madison Victor.
It was actually really fun because you can learn how to help other people and even help yourself in the simplest ways.
Haley Chandler, another student, says they talked with the nurses about why diversity in healthcare matters.
When you have somebody who looks like you that's like taking care of you, you have like a connection with them.
Events like this are needed, but they are certainly not a silver bullet. Black nurses say that intentional efforts to foster a racism-free workplace and provide opportunities for growth are crucial to attract and keep diverse talent in nursing. I'm Morgan Watkins, Side Effects Public Media.
This story comes from Side Effects Public Media, a public health reporting collaboration of partner stations across the Midwest based at WFYI in Indianapolis. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, May Antar, and Morgan Watkins. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.